1-800-Flowers.com knows that a gift is never just a gift. A gift is an expression of everything you feel and helps build more meaningful relationships. 1-800-Flowers takes the pressure off by helping you navigate life's important moments by making it simple to find the perfect gift. From flowers and cookies to cake and chocolate, 1-800-Flowers helps guide you in finding the right gift to say how you feel. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/audio. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/audio.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, October 25th. It is my first day, as you can tell.
No. It's just the Fightful logo exploded into the Fightful Overbook logo.
Yeah. You know how it goes. But guys, welcome to the Halloween edition of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. Like I said, it's October 25th. We are here to talk some NXT predictions for Halloween Havoc. We are also going to give you our Bound for Glory TNA's predictions. And just talk some other nonsense for about an hour, if not a little bit longer. But it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good old time. And yeah. But other than that, I'm going to turn my phone off and we're going to get going. Maggie, yeah. As I start every show, how you doing?
Rob, elections are this Sunday for us. Oh. I don't know when yours are, but our elections are this Friday. So there's
November
a political
5th here.
Oh, okay. So there's a political party here called Sword. Yeah, and their slogan is Sword or Mafia. So like the important question here is, what were the other options for the name and the slogan? Because if that's the best you got, I have some questions. I really don't want us to talk about politics on this show because, like, I know the politics in the States isn't sunshine and butterflies as well.
Well, we're all getting along.
I'm so sure that you're kidding.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So I suppose politics is a really awful subject in almost all countries on this world. But I'm biased when it comes to my country because I live here and it sucks. It's one of those times. We're not supposed to be selling alcohol on the day of the elections.
Are you guys close?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like we sell other stuff apart from, alcohol.
What?
Like non-alcoholic drinks, Robert.
Oh, what's the point of that?
I know. I get it. I get your remarks. You're also wrong because, like, that's we do have non-alcoholic beer. We have coffee. We have Coca-Cola products and everything.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, we have the normal amount of stuff. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, guys. This is a wrestling show. Hi, thank you for joining us. You wouldn't know it from looking or listening. Please leave a like on the video. This is the easiest way to support us. It's also the cheapest. And by cheapest, I mean free. If you like to support us with your monies and your wallets, I promise not to say this word again, but I am. I'm sorry, Ryan. Yes, if you like to support us via your bank accounts, you can send us Super Chat or a Humper Chat. Super Chat is the bottom of the live YouTube chat, the little dollar sign. And Humper Chat is humperchats.com. You can send us any comment or question that you have. We will read all of them on the air, we promise. It's the most wonderful way in which you can say that you support our show, that you like what we're doing, or if you have some suggestions and everything. Also, please subscribe to Fightful Select. You will get a lot of scoops from this weekend shows, both Bound for Glory and NXT Halloween Havoc. A lot of scoops, a lot of everything. Yes, we should just, you just open up your hearts. And by hearts, I mean wallets to Fightful Select and our show. We also have a question, mainly me. Because, like, for me, Rob is lagging a bit on his video. Is it me or is it him? Because this is important to us. We need to
It's me.
It's you. Oh, okay. It's you. It's you. It's always been you. Okay, so. Christopher. Chris just uploaded an his interview with Adam Cole, and I will enjoy reading the crap out of it tomorrow, hopefully. Hopefully while watching Rampage, because that show doesn't deserve my attention. So hopefully I'll be reading Chris's interview. I'm always stoked for Chris's interviews because, like, Chris is, you know.
Sorry for my internet connection.
My favorite. What's up with your internet connection?
I don't know. I don't know why it's bad today, but oh well. Maybe it's the ghost of Kate.
Do you want me to shout at her?
No.
I will not. Just FYI. Okay. Yes.
Well, let's get started with some predictions. How's that sound?
Let's get started.
Thank you for the super chat, Chris. We appreciate that, my friend.
Yes, by the way, like when you mentioned Kate, because I'm so flabbergasted by this certain political party that we have here, the sword one. Please put in your sword puns. Just put in your sword puns into the chat, please. Like, it can be only a chat if it's always acceptable when it's super chat or humper chat. We will read all of them, okay? I just need to laugh at something. Just, I beg of you guys. So let's get into some NXT predictions. Because, like, when we're talking about NXT, of course, we're going to mention Alex and Kate from NXT Sour Grapes post-show. So, yes, let's get into some predictions.
Let's do it. All right. Let's start with this match here, right here. You have Kalani Jordan taking. I like that. Just you're not even pumped up for it.
Oh, Rob, we don't know anything about this match. We don't know who Kalani Jordan's opponent is. We don't know the stipulation of the match. We don't know anything whatsoever.
Yeah. Anyways, Kalani Jordan versus one of the Fatal Influence members. It's going to be one of the three members of the crew. I don't know. I'm thinking probably JC Jane, but it doesn't really matter. Kalani Jordan's going to get the victory.
I hope she doesn't. Brodus Claymore is an absolute wonderful pun. You know, because it's like the Drew McIntyre Clay.
I should probably upgrade to dial up. It's that bad, man. All right.
Is you restarting your router reflect the stream?
No,
so you can restart your router if you want, and you can restart your computer also. If you think that will absolutely work, like I can entertain the masses.
Well, we'll see if it gets worse. People can let us know.
Okay, yes, okay. Also, yes, when it comes to Scott George, my money is on Fallon Henley, because I kind of feel like she deserves all her flowers. I feel like she hasn't, like, put some respect on Fallon Henley's name. That is it. Just put some respect on her name. Just, Fallon Henley has been wonderful in NXT. Like, she was given weird gimmicks and weird suggestions when it comes to things that she was doing on the NXT side. I mean, she was a lawyer, and she was reading lawyer papers to her horse. Okay? She was a horse lawyer. So, this is just... This is just me speculating here. I would hope that she is given the opportunity here, because like they can basically make it into any type of match that they want. They can make it a handicap match. They can make a no disqualification match, and all three of both Jasmine Nix and JC Jane can get involved all the time, just to make sure that Fallon Henley gets the win here. So this is, I don't know, I just want Fallon Henley holding NXT gold. Like this is just a wonderful, wonderful way to make Fallon Henley more to matter more, because like I understand these groups of women is a wonderful way to put more women on the show. And don't get me wrong, NXT is doing a wonderful job putting like female talent on the air. I get it. But this is also like, just put some titles on them. Just put the titles on them. That's all I can say.
No, I get it.
Katana J. Zach Saber instead of Saber. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Those are wonderful. What's a she? Oh, she. Yes.
Thank you for the super chat again, boys.
Those are all wonderful. Yes, Sword is on the voting sheet. It is. It is absolutely.
So let's go to our next match. So I have Kalani. You have Kalani?
No, I have Fallon Henley.
Okay. And you have her winning?
Yes.
Okay. We have the ambulance match between Ridge Holland and Andre Chase. This match is interesting because I don't really give a damn. No. I like both guys, but I just don't really know who needs to win more. I think Ridge Holland needs it more, because I think Andre Chase is just, he's okay, you know? Like, he can take a loss, you know what I mean? Ridge Holland, I think, needs the victory here. So, I'm going with Ridge.
I'm going with Andre Chase here. Because, first of all, I hate ambulance matches a lot. So I'm pretty sure that when they open the ambulance, both Riley Osborne and Duke Hudson will be in the ambulance. And they're going to help Andre Chase beat up Ridge Holland. This is pretty much...
Before I forget, I wanted to... Whoops, wrong one. Sean Garner asked a good question here, and I lost it before I forget about it. What do you think happens... Or nope, that's not it. He asked, if Kalani loses, what's next for her? Just going back before I forget about that.
Well, how about some personality? I'm not even kidding. I love Kalani. She's excellent in the ring, but like, we know nothing about her besides the fact that she was a gymnast and that's it. Give her personality. Like, I understand the fascination of your first ever North American women's champion being a face, and I get that, but just give her personality. And that is, when it comes to Zarya, because I saw this mentioned in the chat, I think, was it Sean who said it? Was it Rob?
I don't remember. Yeah. What?
Yes. Don't forget about Zary. What?
I'll be back. I'm gonna restart.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Restart your your thingy.
You got the card in front of you, so just get going.
Yes. Yes, I can do that. Obviously.
Peace out.
Yes. Existing with Maggie. Hello, guys. Yeah, so Yes, it was Sean Gardner. Thank you, sweetie, for being here. Don't forget about Zarya. Okay, let's talk about a bit about Zarya. Zarya, aka Delta, she debuted at the end of this week's NXT. So, I would assume that you guys mean that Zarya would be their pick to face Kalani. I understand why you guys think that, but why would you, like, why would they pick someone else and not a part of their original team in order for them to dethrone Kalani Jordan? I understand what you mean, though, because I would assume that Zarya is going to be a heel, because both Julia and Stephanie Vaquer, that's, I suppose that this is what I'm going to call her, because if you listen to Booker T, like, every time he says her name, it's a different pronunciation. So let's just call her Stephanie Vaquer. So they're both presented as faces right now on the roster. I'm pretty sure that the way they're presenting Zarya, it's a bit more heelish. She also looks like a freaking badass. So, like, I would prefer if she was, you know, she can also be a tweener, or she can just fucking fight people without giving a damn. Like, you know, the female version of Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's the easiest way I can put it. So Zarya, like, I'm interested to see what you guys think of her name change, because when it comes to changing wrestlers' names, that's sort of that's a low bar, man. Like, between Shorty G and the Viking Raiders and nonsense like that, it's such, Jesus, no. Zarya is like, I can handle that. Like, it's livable. I can deal with that. It also, every time I say Zarya, it just reminds me of animated series Daria. La 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 la. I love that show, man. I miss it so much. It was on MTV. Shout out to everyone who's watched Daria and knows what I'm talking about, because, like, I would assume that not all people have watched the same things that I have. A wonderful, wonderful show. If you've never watched Daria, just go download it from, you know, anywhere, or just watch it on demand. Yeah, the character of Zarya has nothing to do with Daria herself. So, like, that's light years away from each other. So I'm definitely not forgetting about Zarya. I hope that they figure out a wonderful way to present Delta on NXT, because I don't know how much WWE audiences is familiar with Delta's work. I see, Carol, I actually like Zarya more than Delta. That's absolutely fine. Like, I don't know, there probably some copyright stuff about Delta, airline stuff or stuff or anything. Like, I have no idea, but, like, I'm interested to see what you guys think about her name change. Yes, I see Doc knows who Daria Morgendorfer is. It's so great. Of course Chris is gonna know what I'm talking about. So let's see here. Oh, where did Rob go? Sean, sweetie, he's restarting his router because, like, his internet connection sucks. I would know nothing about that, because I come from a country that brags about awesome, awesome internet connection. So I would know nothing about that. If I have a problem with my internet, I will be shouting at my internet provider. It's just existing with Maggie today. That's pretty much about it. Say his name and he appears.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, you look fine. Like, you're not pixelated at all. So like that's a wonderful thing. The only thing I touched upon was the Delta name change to Zarya. What do you think of Zarya?
I heard you talk about it on the Spotlight yesterday, and I agree. Zarya, Daria. You know, it makes sense. I know a lot of people are like, this is stupid, but it, I mean, the name I don't really understand, but that's fine. I get completely why they changed the name, and it's the same thing like a lot of people have said. They changed it because if you go into, if a fan goes to search Delta, that's not going to come up. Like for
airlines, probably.
Yeah. So Zarya will be a little bit more popular when it comes to that. So I completely understand why they went that route. I don't understand the name behind it. That I don't know. Maybe it's,
yes.
But it's okay. You know, I like I said, I completely understand this time why they changed it.
Yes.
I don't understand Gunther, but I understand this one.
Yeah, well, like Gunther, like now that's again, now that some time has passed, I totally get Gunther. Like it's, if they ever decide to go back to Walter, I would not mind it whatsoever at all. But like, I'm fine with Gunther now. We have some super chats. Yes. Excalibur del Rio. Yes, you did say you're sorry for that, and I will accept your apology. Sword and Stone Pimples is also good. Thank you, Ricardo. Yeah, so I'm driving, so it's so it's tough to take a stab at these swords puns. Thank you, Ryan. Very, very nice. Very nice. Sean asks, is Delta her real name? I don't even know that. I'm not sure. Rob will find out. He can see if his internet connection is up for it. But like, I don't know. If Maggie is the name of something extremely, extremely popular, and someday it will be, because have you seen me? Okay, so
no.
Like, I suppose that one day, like probably someone will have to change it, like the bitch that stole my Maggie_IK thing on Instagram. That bitch, man. So I will never stop mentioning this because she doesn't deserve that handle. Okay.
What match were you on?
Oh, I haven't gone through any other matches beside that. Okay. I talked to our wonderful people in the chat.
No problem.
Because our coexisters are wonderful, and I just hang out with the chat.
Well, let's go ahead and move on. Yes. Boba Fimi taking on Mr. Your guy.
Tony D'Angelo. Yes, he Tony is my D. guy. You rarely put this. Like, yeah. You're rarely right about these ones. No. But yes, he is my guy. Okay, so I don't know. I sincerely don't know. So like Oba Femi on this week's NXT, like he baited in
I might have to do something about that later.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friend Andrew Zarian. Yes, that is a good one. He did do the Jeff Jarrett thing, so do it a mean way, okay? Like do a mean thing. I still love Andrew Zarian. That's fine. I mean, you can stop at any time with the Jeff Jarrett.
I might bring it back. I don't know, but I don't have anything today.
That's fine. Yeah. So on this week's NXT. He baited in Tony D'Angelo. He handcuffed him to the ring post and made him watch as he destroyed the family. Yeah, so I can see Oba Femi winning here because they clearly made it obvious that Obafemi and Nikita Lyons had have obviously some sort of understanding, because clearly Nikita Lyons was the one that beat up Big Ange backstage. I don't know where they're going here. I'm gonna proceed with caution and see what happens. But I can see Obafemi winning back his North American Championship. I wouldn't mind if Tony D'Angelo kept it, because I'm a huge fan of Tony D'Angelo. But also, I love Obafemi. He's ready, man. He's been ready since, you know, 5 years ago when he wasn't even wrestling. I would call him up to the main roster like yesterday, but it's going to be an interesting match, because I have no idea what the outcome is going to be. It can go both ways. I am going to pick Obafemi here.
Yeah, I think Oba wins myself. Yeah. So there's that. We do have another super chat. Thank you, Eric. He sends us a super chat. He says, which wrestler... Hi, everyone. Which wrestler has the best music?
Of all time or right now?
I think probably just now. It's hard to say. I know who...
Oh, Kenny Omega.
Kenny's is good.
Kenny's is real good. I hear the battle.
I like Will Ospreay's, too. You know, one that I really like that I think is underrated is Britt Baker's. I like Britt's.
I don't think it's underrated. Look, no, it's Britt Baker's theme is really good. I adore Will Ospreay's theme, but Kenny Omega has a special place in my heart. Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, the old theme for AJ Styles. Please, yeah.
They don't want none.
Bring back AJ Styles. I don't want none of this new music. Bring back the old theme, please. Like, I almost like it better than his TNA thing. Just bring back his old theme, please, and thank you. Yes. Eric, what are your favorite wrestling themes? So it is probably your all-time favorite, and then your current favorite. Because all-time favorite, it's probably between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Triple H. It's probably one of those.
Oh, this is a good one. Gangrel's, like, The Brood. That might
be Yeah.
So.
Nice one, Scott. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
All right. So we both have Oba. Let's move on.
Oba, yeah.
The tag team match with Cora Jade. Roxanne Perez versus Juliet and Stephanie Bakur.
Is this how you're going to call her?
I'm going to call her something every different time.
Every year. Like Booker T. Okay. Like,
yeah. Yep, that's exactly who I'm channeling.
Shout out to Booker T, yes.
No.
No shout out. No, never. Okay. Metalingus for Edge is an obvious pick here, and I will always, like, Alter Bridge will always have a place in my heart, obviously. So this is actually a hard match to pick for me personally, because I can see them pitting Stephanie or Julia, and I really don't want this to happen. My money is on Julia pinning Cora Jade.
I actually think the champ gets pinned here.
You think Roxanne Perez gets pinned?
Yeah, I do. I think
Roxanne Perez. But who pins her?
I'm going to go with Julia.
Julia, okay.
Okay. So, I mean, unless Stephanie, like, I can totally see one of them turning on each other. I can see Stephanie maybe turning. That could be possible, I guess. But I think it'd be kind of weird.
I can see Julia pinning Roxanne, because Cora Jade, I'm sorry. Because Cora Jade did cost her, you know, the match against Roxanne.
Oh, yeah, that's true too. I didn't think of that. All right, we move on to the main event. Your guy,
Kirk
Williams versus Ethan Page.
Ethan Page is my guy.
Yeah.
I will always be an egomaniac. Never mind that. I actually think that Ethan Page wins the title here. No, I'm kidding. Okay, yeah, it's a devil's playground match. Before you ask, I didn't see Ethan's rap song.
Okay, I haven't either yet.
Okay, I am gonna check it out because I have to be in a certain mood to watch stuff like that. I really want Ethan Page to win here because I'm a huge Ethan Page fan. I'm an egomaniac. I hope that they get to do something meaningful with Trick Williams's second title reign.
This is why I think Ethan might win, because they've been showing Trick at shows lately, the main roster shows. So I'm kind of wondering if they're going to be bringing him up. That's partly what I'm thinking here.
Well, the thing is, if they're going to bring him up, why did they strap him with the championship like 3 weeks ago?
Well, why do they do a lot of that?
Oh, so you're basically saying that they had no idea that they were going to call him up 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, that's the thing. I don't get it with NXT sometimes, how they do call-ups. And that's the thing. You said it yesterday on the Spotlight about NXT call-ups. Something that they definitely need to do, WWE definitely needs to do, is they need to have a plan in place when they call these people up. You can't be like, they can't just be like, we'll book it. Let's just call them up and we'll book it as we go. They can't do that. They need to have a plan in place. That's what they need to do. You said it yesterday again, like Carmelo Hayes has been pretty good. I do like where they're headed with him, but he's been pretty much one of the better ones that they've had NXT brought.
Like, Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker, Tiffany Stratton is the one.
That one I did forget, but
yeah. Well, it's easier to forget because she blends in with the main roster so well that you keep forgetting that she was a part of the NXT roster not so long ago. Because Trick Williams, in my eyes, is already ready for the main roster, because we get whooped that Trick chance on SmackDown a lot. Every time, like, Carmelo Hayes is there, like, you can hear them. You can hear the whoop that Trick chants. And people keep putting them, comparing them. And, like, they're probably will always meant to be dancing together, Carmelo and Trick, because of the awesome way that they were built on NXT.
The day she loses it, this is just my thought of process, is it's whenever they have that show in Philadelphia at the 2300 arena. That's where I think it's the ECW arena. Yeah, ECW.
Yeah,
arena.
Okay. But like against who?
The person that probably pins her, I'm guessing, or whoever she's.
It's okay.
I think it's gonna be Julia. I really do.
Okay. Okay. It's probably correct. So. Yeah, so I'm going to... Jesus. Okay. Ethan Page. There's no right answer here. Because what I want them to do is to have a meaningful second NXT championship run for Trick Williams. And what I also want them to do is display Ethan Page as the wonderful, wonderful wrestler that he can be, not only in ring, but like promo style and the way he carries himself, the way he does promos, the way he does media and everything, because Ethan Page can be the guy. He can be the guy. And they kind of sort of showed it on this week's NXT. Like, they had like this normal conversation in the ring. Ethan ate Trick Williams up. Trick was like, yeah, okay, see you at the match. But like before that, just Ethan Page went on and on. Everything that he said was absolutely legit. I love Ethan Page. I know you're watching. Give me, like, because Sean doesn't want me to have a Rogue from X-Men toy. Ethan, I know you're watching. Just send me a Rogue from X-Men toy from Toy Vomit. Thank you. Thank you. Also, you owe me a couch. Just FYI.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Ethan Page still owes me a couch.
All right, so that's our NXT prediction segment of the show. It takes place this Sunday on Peacock or the WWE Network. So there you go. Now you know.
Thank you for all the sword puns, guys. You rule. You're
let's do wonderful. A little. Let's go ahead and just do Cooper Effect now.
Okay, sure.
Here we go.
I get it, because we were talking about Halloween, you know, Halloween Havoc and stuff like that, and that's why we do the Cooper Effect now, because it's a dog groomer that turned her poodle into a skeleton for Halloween. Guys, like, I the only dog I've had was is a certain breed that I'm sure that they need to be groomed, but we never groomed the dog because grooming wasn't a thing back then. Or maybe it was, but it wasn't definitely not in Bulgaria. So, like, what this dog groomer did was she used, you know, eco-friendly dye, that a special dye made for pets, dogs specifically. And she turned her poodle into a skeleton because Halloween is coming. First of all, the dog looks absolutely, absolutely hilarious. And I think that the groomer did a wonderful, wonderful job transforming the dog into a horrific skeleton. I say horrific because it's, I mean, look at it. It's so frightening.
I like it.
It's a wonderful looking dog. Yeah. I mean, boo.
Yeah. Boo. So. Okay. So let's do a little TNA, Bound for Glory.
TNA. TNA.
Taking place. TNA. This Saturday, right? Yeah, Saturday. Bound for Glory in Detroit Saturday. At the Wayne State University Fieldhouse. Got a lot of different matches going on for this one, and there's this card looks really good. I believe just looking at it, I'm pretty excited to see what they have going on. There's some, like,
so you're saying that you're excited about Bound for Glory?
Yeah, I am.
I feel like this is the least excited I've been for Bound for Glory. But yeah, I'm glad that people are excited, because, like, TNA is a wonderful product most of the time. But I hope that people are excited. Just don't listen to my non-excitement, because obviously, you know. But we can start talking about the show now.
Sure. We'll go ahead and start with PCO taking on Matt DiCardona. The Monsters Ball match. This is also for the TNA Digital Media and the International Wrestling Championship. Matt Cardona. That easy.
It's really hard to bet against Matt Cardona, but I am going to do this here because PCO follows me on Twitter and I'm afraid that he's gonna Yes. You get it, right? I mean, yep. I have the right to be wrong here, just for the sake of my life, okay?
Sure. No, I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
Probably the right thing to do here.
My impact peeps. Thank you.
So, we will move on to our next match. This one's a countdown to Bound for Glory. Ash and Heather by Elegance taking on Zaya Brookside and NXT's Brinley Reese.
Okay. There was a chant on this week's Go Show on TNA. Was it Basic White Girl when they were talking?
I don't know.
Yeah. Basic White Girl chant for Ash. Okay. So Basic White Bitch would have been horrible. So thank you for saying Basic White Girl. That's fine. Yeah, it's a pre-show match. I mean, I feel like all pre-show matches are meant to do exactly that. And I'm just gonna bet on Zaya Brookside and Brinley Reese. First of all, I think that we're gonna get some representation from TNA on this show. They've been kind of putting the brakes on that a bit, but I feel like it will pick up.
You mean NXT? We'll see more NXT.
What did I say?
TNA.
Oh, I meant NXT. Thank you. Okay. I meant the NXT, TNA and NXT collaboration. Yeah, also Zaya Brookside is, you know, NXT UK, so I'm a bit biased again.
Yeah, I have Zaya and Brinley going. This yes. match is the one I'm looking forward to the most, without a doubt.
Oh, yes.
Mike Bailey.
5-star.
Vikingo for the X Division Championship.
This 5-star.
Is gonna hump.
One of the two matches that I'm most looking forward to on this card. I'm gonna put my money on Mike Bailey here, obviously, but this is gonna be their first matchup on TNA. Right?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Okay. You might have had a
match like in the Independence or somewhere, but this is
yeah. Okay. One. Vikingo, I've missed watching, and now here, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's gonna be a 5-star classic. I don't know if they've ever faced each other before, but Speedball is amazing with everyone that he faces in the ring. So it's really hard for you to have a bad match with Mike Bailey. 5-star.
All right. So I have Mike Bailey going sure. to get the victory yes. here. Our next one, Moose versus Mike Santana.
Oh, my God. My fear is that Moose beats Santana here. And Santana has been having wonderful vignettes on NXT. It's like you're watching the vignettes and you're like, what did AEW miss with this person? And I understand that they had him in a tag team with Ortiz. I understand that. But, like, we will never know the full story until they sit down and tell their first full story. Not anyone else. They themselves. But Santana is a wonderful addition to TNA, man. I've been having so much fun. And I'm going to pick Santana here, but if Moose wins with some sort of shenanigans, I'm going to be mildly angry. Just mildly because
yeah, I'm going with Santana.
Okay, yeah, smart pick. Hopefully Santana wins here.
So. Let's see here. Yeah, Santana. I'm gonna go with Santana. I think.
Okay.
Victory. So let's go with it. No, we both like Speedball.
Yeah, we adore Speedball, Mike Bailey. Or are you telling this to someone on social media and then you just unfollow or block them? I don't know. Like, probably we adore Speedball, Mike Bailey. Both of us. Yeah. I mean, like Rob has talked to Speedball, Mike Bailey.
Yeah, I got to interview him. That was awesome.
Yes.
Oh.
The royal you. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetie. I mean,
that might be in the X guidelines, like for rules and terms and conditions.
Yes, if you don't like Speedball Mike Bailey, like you're banned for life from social media. You shouldn't be there because, like, what the hell?
Yeah, we move on to our next match. TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Championships. Spitfire taking on Rosemary and Wendy Chu.
I'm going to pick Spitfire here because I predict that Tatum Paxley will get involved and cost Wendy Chu the match. Because Wendy Chu did leave this week's NXT with Tatum Paxley in a huge box and just leaving the building. Like, that's what happened.
Okay. Huge box. Gotcha. Yeah, I think Wendy Chu and Rosemary get this victory. I think we're going to see a NXT TNA champion. Like an NXT wrestler TNA champion. I'd probably way off, but I'm going with it. Why not?
Okay. Okay, I can get with that.
We got another super chat. Thank you, Dusty Rhodes. Santana is a medium fish in a small pond in TNA. That's a good point.
I mean, Santana has, like, his whole presentation. Because, like, you have a bit more freedom in TNA. Like, you're not, like, the guidelines aren't that specifically done. Like, you can be more direct, you can be more edgy on TNA. I mean, he's doing promos on the roofs of buildings in New York. Like, I understand that's, you know, thinking out of the box. I understand that, but, like, I just want to see him, like, TNA champion in the future, in the near future, hopefully. Because, like, he didn't get to shine the way he could have in AEW. I understand what your point is, but yes.
Yeah, so I have Santana. We move on to our next one. Josh Alexander versus Steve Maclin. Hell yeah, give me this. Two of my favorite wrestlers.
The roles are reversed now because Josh Alexander is a heel, and I don't care. I wish they presented him as a heel that didn't need to cheat all the time, because this is stupid. Because Josh Alexander won all the time when he was face, right?
Yeah.
Like, why is he cheating now that he's a heel? Like, this, make it make sense. This is bugging the crap out of me. Because, like, no one wants to do a Stone Cold Steve Austin type of heel where he didn't cheat, he wasn't scummy, he was just an asshole that won a lot.
Yeah.
And it's bugging me a bit. Seriously. I hope that they built Zarya like this. And I'm not even kidding. Like, build Zarya the same way that you build Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, let her be a giant dick and just murder everyone. Like, make her back up everything that she's saying and doing. Like, seriously. But, like, back to TNA.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for sending the super chat. I don't know if I said that.
Yes, but, thank you, sweetie.
We appreciate you for that.
Was this a bald Roman Reigns? Like, put the super chat back on the screen.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 1 second. Boom, 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 boom. It looks like it. I can't tell.
A bald and a cleanly shaven Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah, cool.
Right?
I can't tell. My eyes suck.
Oh, my God. That's a thing of beauty.
All right.
Okay, our kudos to the person who did that. That's entertainment.
Jordynne Grace versus Masha Slamovich for the TNA.
Can we talk about the gauntlet first?
Well, we might as well. I just brought this one up, so let's just go into.
Okay.
I think Masha's gonna win.
Yes.
Because I think Jordynne Grace is leaving soon.
Yes, I do think that Marshall Slamovich wins. Is this going to be their third match in Impact / TNA? I feel like it's the third one. It's at least the third one.
We are going to find out while you're
Yes, thank you. At least the third one in TNA specifically, or Impact, whatever you want to call it. I think that Jordynne Grace has done everything that she could have done in TNA / Impact. I do think that she will be leaving in the near future, and she will be going somewhere else. My money right now, my money is on WWE, and she will thrive there. The thing is,
this will be their fourth.
Their fourth, yes. Okay, so at least three matches. Okay, their fourth match in TNA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or as a whole. Okay, okay. So I do think that Marshall Slamovich win.
That's still the case, everyone.
I like Ricardo. Thank you for mentioning this. You sound absolutely fine to me. That's why I haven't said anything. Or probably I'm just being really, really loud. That's also a thing, because I'm wearing my RevPro hoodie, and that's about it. Yes. Yeah, so this is for me. This is going to be Marshall Slamovich time, because the thing is, I'm gonna tie this into the gauntlet of the Calder Shaw gauntlet that they're gonna do, because last year, Jordynne Grace won that and she called her shot. I think that this year Killer Kelly wins the gauntlet.
That can't happen.
Why?
I think she's on maternity leave.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
Well, this sucks. I want to Killer Kelly to win just so she can challenge Masha Slamovich.
I mean, she
probably
could if she wanted to. I mean, that's how good she is. But yeah, she's her and Myron Reed having a kiddo.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know she appreciates you predicting her to win, but yeah, it's not going to be.
Yeah, good. I just really want Killer Kelly versus Masha Slamovich. That's about it. That's all I want. That's all I want. Yeah, so like AJ Francis is going to enter at number 20 and Frankie Kazarian is going to enter at number 1. This is how the gauntlet turned out after this week's go home show for TNA. Okay, so this broke my dreams. I wanted Killer Kelly to win, you know.
You think we see some NXT people in this?
We do get to see NXT people here. I do predict, like, for me, a lot of female talent from NXT, I predict. I will hope to see Sol Ruka here. I hope to see Jada Parker here, because we didn't mention this, but if you don't watch NXT, I totally understand. But go back to this week's NXT and watch Tatum Paxley versus Jada Parker. Like, these two women have no right to be this good in the ring for such a small amount of time that they've been wrestling. Just FYI.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed now. I have no idea who wins.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, that's the thing. I don't know who wins, so that's why I'm not predicting it. But I mean, I was gonna bring it up, so
but, okay.
We go to our main event. Here we go. Nick Nemeth defending his TNA World Championship against Joe Hendry, with the special guest referee, the person that blocked Maggie on X, Frankie Kazarian. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just needed to remind you.
Asshole. So why? I'm having special guest referee fatigue. Are you?
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Yeah, I just don't like. And why? Why does Frankie Kazarian have tenure? Just someone explain this to me. Someone explain why Frankie Kazarian has tenure. Only him. Because I would, or at least only he is talking about it. I have no idea. Who wins the match? Oh man, I don't see Joe Hendry winning. Really? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't see that. I believe
in Joe Hendry. You say his name, he's going to win the title.
Okay. I'm betting on Nick Nemeth.
All right. Okay. So that's our predictions for TNA Bound for Glory taking place Sunday, or tomorrow rather, from Detroit. Well, Maggie, we spoke about NXT. We spoke about TNA. Can we just go ahead and speak about AEW quickly?
Please, you wanted to share your thoughts about Moxley.
Well, first off, I'll ask, what did you think of Dynamite this week? A lot of people did not like it. I don't know if you noticed that.
It was a show.
Well, I could see this happening too.
That's yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. JBL.
JBL could. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Damn it. Good point, Heady Storm. Appreciate that.
We are live streaming on Twitch too, by the way.
We are.
Thank you for watching on Twitch.
Playboy Thank you TV, for watching ESPN 8, The Ocho.
Yes.
Where else are we?
Red Tube.
Red Tube. X Hamster.
Okay, let me cut you off right there. So this week's Dynamite, stop thinking. Robert.
Public access out of Denver. Yes.
Okay. So this week's Dynamite was definitely a thing. I understand why people weren't fans of it, because like I didn't mind it as much as everyone else did. I mean, I got a teaser about next week's Dynamite when we're about to see Buddy Matthews versus Adam Cole. I'm done, man. Like, stick a fork in me, I'm done. Like, that's all I needed to see. All I needed to see. Thank you. Thank you.
So I was going to get to this point. Like, the matches were like, normal, solid. The one thing is, I'm like everybody else. I didn't really want, or I didn't need Chris Jericho winning that title. I didn't think it made sense for him to win this title.
I think this is why the show went down the cliff.
So, I mean, that was definitely, I think, I agree. That's why a lot of people didn't care for it.
Yeah.
So, other than that, but my biggest thing that I was going to talk about is this BCC and how they're, like, I thought it was corny as hell is how they had all the wrestlers line up at the beginning of the show, or was it at the beginning? I can't remember if it was at the opening or whatever it was, but they showed, like, Top Flight, Dark Order, like, you know, like a line, just, like, waiting, and I thought it was so, like...
Rob, we skipped a match.
What match?
The TNA Tag Team Championships.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, the System versus the Hardys versus Ace and Chris Bay. Thank you to our friend Sean for pointing that out. Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you so much. I feel like the Hardy Boys will win here because of the... they've been doing a lot of charity work for the horrible things in the hurricane, the horrible hurricanes that you guys had over the States. They've been doing a lot to help people. So I think that they're going to put the championships on them. I'm almost sure that the System are losing their tag team championships.
Yep. I agree with
that. Thank you for reminding us.
Yeah, I completely spaced it. I didn't have the graphic for it, so that's probably why I didn't think about
that's
it.
That's probably why. That's okay. So continue talking about the Moxley.
Yeah, or AEW. You have like all those guys line up, and they're just doing their thing, waiting for BCC to show up. And I've been thinking lately, okay, what this is out of left field. and it's not a 0%, but I give it less than 5%. So we know it's not, okay, let's just say it's not, I think the Shane McMahon stuff's not happening. That's just me. I don't think it's Shane McMahon. But what if the person that John Moxley is saving the company with, per se? Have you noticed how the Young Bucks are very, like, nervous? Like, they're hesitant.
Yeah.
What if it's Kenny Omega? Because he's an exec. And he's saying it's not your company anymore. Like, stuff like that.
Well, I just got an erection.
Well, okay. But, I mean, it just made me, like, I don't think that's the case, because that would be...
Lady Boner.
Okay, cool. That's the first one I've given one of those to in a long time. So, anyways. I was just thinking that. Like, what if that's a possibility? I think it's a probably, like I said, 5% chance of that. But I like the idea because it makes sense. Because he is an executive president. You know? And...
The thing is that I... Like Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams, I think that when it comes to AEW specifically, I think that John Moxley and Kenny Omega will have that never-ending feud with each other.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And it can still happen because, Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock were also on the same teams at some point.
Yeah.
But like... They will always be remembered as great rivals. Not the greatest rivals, because like The Rock and Triple H are probably, you know.
Oh, Triple H, gotcha. Okay.
Also the Hurricane. Shane Helms is the best.
But wouldn't you say The Rock biggest enemies are probably paper and scissors? Sorry.
Why is scissors a threat?
Wait, paper, rock, scissors?
Yeah, but like, why is scissors a threat to Rock? Because The Rock will crush.
Well, I'm saying what it is. It's like, that's his biggest enemy. It squashes it, but it's
competitive.
Still,
yes, yeah, it's competitive.
It's one of those things.
I understand. Yeah,
I'm proud of that one, even though it was bad as hell. I'm proud of it.
I know. I'm proud of you too, sweetie. So, yeah, returning to Moxley and Kenny. This is out of the box for it's definitely different, but here's the thing. I will say yes to everything that has Kenny Omega in it, because I miss Kenny Omega so much, man. I miss him, and they started mentioning him in commentary. Jack Perry gave him an intestine cake. It's coming. Okay, I'm coming with it. We're getting Kenny back, at least at some form, okay? Your theory isn't as out there as you would think. It's a good theory.
And I think it would get people talking. Like, that's the biggest thing. And I know Tony's watching, so there you go, Tony. That's free. I mean, we know you pay us, according to everybody on X. So that one's for free, buddy.
Yes. It's we can only speculate from this point on when it comes to Kenny Omega's health, because like we've said it multiple times on this show, we don't want Kenny Omega back because like we're selfish. Of course we're selfish, like, but that's not the only reason why we want Kenny Omega back. It's AEW is always a different show with Kenny Omega's on it. It's missing something. It's just missing something. It's missing that spark, and Kenny Omega's always been that spark for me, personally. And the last time Kenny was on television, like Jack Perry murdered the guy, and it was heartbreaking to watch. And even in real life, you appreciate what Kenny did on his last day on Dynamite, because like he was an okay man. He wasn't I hope that this was a typo and you meant that you were dissing Dan Lambert. So yes, thank you, Corey. A rare L for Corey Michaels, by the way. I know that he was being sarcastic. We love you, Corey. Yeah, so he definitely sacrificed his own health / body in order to further the storyline between the Elite and him. I'm anxious to see where this goes from here on. he can absolutely face Okada at Revolution next year. But like for that, I would like previously for Takeshita to face Okada for the combination of those two titles that both of them have and just smoosh them together into one title. There are too many damn belts on that show. And then Kenny Omega and Okada can fight as much as they want. And that's probably it. We have time to rant about one more thing, and we can call it a night.
I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you loose. So, give you about three to 5 minutes.
Yes. So, guys, last Friday, I thought that it was gonna be a special edition of SmackDown because the Motor City Machine Guns were about to debut on SmackDown. So I woke up on Saturday morning with a migraine, by the way. So this definitely didn't help my case. A raging migraine. And my notes were barely readable because of my migraine. So as the three-way begins, the three-way was against Motor City Machine Guns. Let me see. Okay, Motor City Machine Guns, A-Town Down Under versus Los Garza. So this was the three-way to determine the two teams that are going to face each other for the number one contenders spot for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. So DIY won the first triple threat. And now Motor City Machine Guns debuted on SmackDown last week and they won their match. So they get out to zero pop. No pop. And their music is ass. It stinks. It reeks. I don't like it. Please change it. While you're at it, bring back AJ Styles' old theme, please. And then when they got no pop and the music was crap, I opened up Twitter and saw that they actually announced the arrival of Motor City Machine Guns on Twitter. Like that, they uploaded on a video on social media. And that's how they told everyone that the Motor City Machine Guns were there. I hate this. I understand that I would expect no one from the WWE audience to know who the Motor City Machine Guns are. I would expect for a wrestling fan to know who the Motor City Machine Guns are. But like, the majority of the people who watch wrestling watch WWE and nothing else. And that is fine, people. I'm not attacking anyone whatsoever. But like the whole way that they handled this was so bad. And then I see their merch. I see the t-shirt that they made for the Motor City Machine Guns. Did you see the shirt?
Yeah, not good.
It said ratatata.
Yeah.
What is this, kindergarten? What is? And like it's in a graffiti font.
Yeah, it's
like it is not good, people. It is not good. Like, I understand that for me personally, Mortal Machine and Machine Guns, both Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, are such an incredible score when it comes to WWE Tag Team Division, because not only are they there to elevate the division, they're there for the future of it, for the development of it, because they can teach those tag teams a lot. I love the thing that was mentioned on commentary, that they said that Motor City Machine Guns are your favorite tag team's favorite tag team. I love the way that they said that, because it's practically true. All your favorite tag teams, they were watching the Motor City Machine Guns, and that's the team that actually made them interested in tag team wrestling to begin with. I love the way that they said that. But other than that, man, I'm so pumped we're going to see DIY versus Motor City Machine Guns, I think, tonight, right?
Yeah, yep, DIY versus...
Yes, to determine the number one contenders for those championships. And I don't know where the match is going to be held for the tag teams themselves.
Tonight?
But, man, I... What?
Oh, you mean the title match?
The title match itself, yeah, yes.
I would just guess, this is just a guess, I would probably imagine Crown Jewel. But that's me. I don't know.
Man, that was a major sneeze. I wish I didn't mute my mic for that.
Is it Crown Jewel coming up, or is it...
Yes, Crown Jewel's coming up in probably like 2 weeks. Yeah, but like other than that, I'm happy that the Motor City Machine Guns are there. I would have been extremely happy if, like, I don't know, I've said this a bunch of times on our show. For me personally, entrance music is a huge part of your presentation. Joel mentioned this on the Spotlight chat. Like, I know that interesting and attractive wrestling merch t-shirts exist. I just, off the top of my head, I can't think of any besides the Bullet Club t-shirts, because, like, those are a franchise at this time. Like, wrestling t-shirts, they're not meant to be good, okay? I just don't know. Like, for me, the best wrestling t-shirt is Bryan Danielson, the full-on white t-shirt. Like, that's the t-shirt for me. I would love for a plain color t-shirt with just the Omega sign. That's what I want, man. That's as simple as it gets. Like, that's the thing. Or like a little pocket, you know, on the left side, and just, you know, the symbol of the wrestler.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. But hopefully the Motor City Machine Guns, they're, you know, slated for bigger and better things. Hopefully new music.
For sure. Well, Maggie, yes. It's time to plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter or X or whatever at Maggie_IK. And on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Go back and check out the Spotlight from yesterday. It's on Fightful Overbooked. I hung out with Jeremy and Steven for a bit more over an hour. It was a wonderful time to be had. I adore these two. Yes, that's it. Rob?
Right. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and on Threads at Fightful Rob. Want to say thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to end the show with some dad jokes, if that's okay with you. So,
I drank all my water today.
Good job.
Yes, for some reason. Give me the jokes.
Okay, give you the jokes. Maggie, I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came out of the purple. This morning, Siri said, "Don't call me Shirley." I accidentally. You need to unlock your iPhone first. Oh, damn it. That worked well. this morning. That was, you can't beat that.
That is it. Like, okay, you can just go ahead and finish because, like, that's
this morning. Siri said, "Don't call me Shirley." Accidentally left my plane in airplane mode.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's, thanks, combo platter there.
No,
that made it better. As dumb as that was,
you can't beat that. You can't beat that.
Maggie, I know you're a big baseball fan. The World Series starts tonight.
I know. That's a thing. I understand that.
Who do you have winning? It's the games are between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees.
Definitely not the Yankees.
Okay.
I hate the Yankees.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I just, what is this? I probably understand more about American football than from a baseball. I'm so sorry that the Vikings lost.
Oh God, that was.
Was it bad?
Well, it wasn't a bad game. It just we got screwed.
You got screwed. Well, I mean, I'm so sorry.
The thing is, the chances of us winning anyways last night were slim because we had so many yards we had to go before we could get a touchdown. But the fact that the NFL referees, officials, whatever you want to call them, three blind mice, missed a call that officially cost us the game, that was what was brutal. That was the worst part of it. But, like I said, chances of us winning that game were probably going to be slim anyways, but the fact that we didn't get the shot to is what sucks about it. I would rather us, I like anybody would rather us have the chance to fail than have it taken away for the dumbest reason, and it was bad, real bad.
Do you
so
want me to beat them up?
Oh please.
Okay.
My God, it was bad. If anybody saw that game last night, they know what I'm talking about. But guys, we want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back next week, and I hope everyone has a happy Halloween, and we will see you soon.
One day, someone has to explain Halloween to me.
Oh well, I can do that right now. Halloween. Yeah. Okay. No. All right. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.